It's day two of the Republican National Convention, and VPR's John Dillon has been covering the Vermont delegation for us. He joins us live again on the line from Cleveland. John, good evening.
Hiya.
So there was a bit of conflict on the floor to start the convention yesterday. What's the delegation been up to today?
Well, it's a bit of a hurry-up-and-wait day. Some people went to speeches. Strong supporters of Governor John Kasich went to hear him talk. A couple people even went to the beach to hang out. The formal session just started, and the main action, you know, the speeches from New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and others, that will take place during this evening's prime time. But one thing that did happen, the Vermonters did resolve one thorny piece of business. After the primary, they were assigned 8-8 to either Trump or Kasich, and there were some pretty seriously ruffled feathers yesterday because several of the dissenters, the people opposed to Trump, walked off the floor when the party powers from the podium just overruled a voice vote on the rules that had become so contentious. So the delegation, you know, they met privately this morning. They tried to smooth things over. They didn't want me there. And they say it turns out to have been a big misunderstanding that the three all walked out for lunch at the same time. That's the story anyway.
So that the big question is then, how will they be voting when it comes time to vote for a nominee?
So, yeah, they'll have 13 of the 16 for Trump, one for Kasich, and two for Rand Paul, who actually was not assigned any delegates in Vermont. And that may not even be allowed under the rules, but that's what two of the Rand Paul supporters plan to do.
John, as the convention gets underway, what other stories are you following right now on the Vermont delegation there?
Well, tonight, in fact, in just a few minutes, Vermont will be one of 8 or 9 states that will place Donald Trump's name into nomination, and it's considered quite an honor here. And that's supposed to happen, and I hope I'm there when it does, because it'll be in alphabetical order, so the V's will be last. I've been trying to get also an interview with Vermonter Susie Hudson, who is a delegate and the secretary of the convention. And she's been in the middle of all this contention over the Trump nomination and over these rules, but so far the party and Ms. Hudson herself have refused all requests for interviews.
VPR's John Dillon is covering the Republican National Convention in Cleveland for us. John, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.